Welcome to Women's World Show with me, Clara Chizoba Kronborg. Joining me today from Lagos, Nigeria is the CEO and publisher of Lamood Magazine, founder Green October Event, Fashmood and Lamood Foundation. She will be sharing with us her story and how she has been breaking the bias. Stay tuned as we dive deep to find out more about today's interesting guest. Sandra, what a name and brand you built for yourself. You know you're a woman I adore so much, but how did your journey start? I always wonder that.
Thank you very much, Clara, for this opportunity. I studied international studies at the Committee at the University of Pennsylvania University. You know, came out with a tour, and I always wanted to venture into to be a diplomat, to work in an embassy, you know, in that line. But after NYSC, I found myself, you know, working in sectors that I don't have any experience in study. I don't have any, you know, certification art. I worked in the oil and gas sector. I worked in the banking sector. I did my NYSC practically in the banking sector. So along the line, even prior to venturing or going to NYSC, I've always loved fashion. I've always loved lifestyle, beauty, modeling, and all that. But after work, one time during my NYSC, I went to my room, and in that process of, you know, meditation and, you know, thinking of the future, I came across a book that was given to me by a friend. It's called Fashion Statement. In that book, we have the various designs, styles, models, and all that. More pictorial. But I told myself that moment that since I love fashion, beauty, creativity, and all that, they need for me to do something like this in a magazine format, in a print and more detailed article formats and all that. Because that particular book I thought that inspired me, that reminded me of my love for those areas of life, that is fashion, beauty, and everything, you know, didn't have all those details. I said, I can do something better. And that moment, I started Googling the French word for fashion, and I found out that it's called Lamood, right?
Yes.
So, and that's how the name Lamood.
I mean, because the Lamood, I was like, oh my God, the name is really outstanding, and you've built a lot of things around it. And now I know you have over 70, you know, already magazine, if I'm correct, published magazine already, over 70. That's incredible. And you have top A-list in these magazines, and you're still, you know, thriving with so many things. But let's just talk about what is the biggest challenge publishing your first five? Let's say first five, first 10.
Yeah, for me, starting off with the first edition, I was still a banker. So Lamode was like a part-time job, while the banking sector was a full-time. So for me, it's a big distraction. That was a big challenge because I wanted Lamood to be a monthly publication, but being a banker and overwhelmed with work activities and assign and, you know, core values for the bank and to promote the bank areas I've been assigned and paid for. So I saw that the bank was really a distraction for me at that time, and I couldn't do much. I couldn't spread my wings. I couldn't unleash my potentials and my, you know, creative mind. So basically, the banking sector at that time, working full time and using Lamood being the part time, wasn't a good one for me. So it was a challenge for me and all that. So there were times when I found out that I was more of an entrepreneur, I was born to do this. You know, I've been paid well as a banker, I'm well paid. But the need for me to, I was not having that satisfaction, that drive, you know, that fulfillment as a banker. So I found myself more in the Lamood, in the part time. What I would call the part-time job at that time, which is Lamood. The minute I left the banking sector, you know, my desire for what I wanted, unleashing my potentials, thinking beyond and outside the box for the brand, came into being, and it's been.
I know you were doing it part-time, but then you now eventually started it full-time. When you want to get your, you know, the people, your face of magazine, the faces in your magazine, and you want those people who have stories, who have things that really aligns with your goal, what is really the biggest challenge starting, doing it, and then what tip would you give someone who wants to venture into that path?
For you, anybody wants to start in the publishing business, I think you should take it one step at a time. Know what you want to do, know the area you want to cover, your niche, your interest, and also have good presentation skills. Ensure you, do not take no for an answer. See yourself as, even if it's your first time, just have that go-getter kind of mindset, right? Ensure you give it your all. So do not see yourself less. Like, you can cover anybody, you can feature anybody you want to, as far as you're adding value, you are providing value, you're filling in the gap in those areas, and you're promoting those persons in various ways and making them shine, giving them the accolades that they deserve. So if you know what you're doing, definitely, come to you and be part of your brand in terms of, missing those steps.
Amazing. I understand. I really, this particularly resonates so much, with me, because once you narrow down your niche and you actually know what you are bringing to the table, like we always say, what are you bringing to the table? What is it that you are, what value are you giving? So this actually is, it resonates so much with the Brand Women's World Show, reaching out to those people we want to feature and we want them to share their story. A woman like you who is doing a phenomenal job, no matter how long it takes, but finally you're here, and I'm really, really, really always, I'm inspired by your work, and this is just the push. Never take a no.
Thank you.
As an answer. Well, over the years, you've also advocated for disability and inclusion, disability inclusion and diversity, if I get that right. And then I know that LAMOOD organizes Green October in this effect. So, and you really have shined so much light to disabled people, and you included them in everything, the fashion show. I really loved it, so much of the things that you are doing, but I wanted to come from you. Tell us more about this.
The Green October event, yes. The LAMOOD Magazine Initiative, in collaboration with LAMOOD Magazine Disability Foundation. Each year we focus on a particular disability cause. And we create awareness, support, and for persons with disabilities. It's not just, I call it a two-in-one event where we have everybody involved, celebrities, personalities, persons with disabilities, come together, celebrate, and have fun. Right? We celebrate the people in the top space, various awards, we give awards, fashion show, showcasing African fashion and lifestyle, beauty, and all that. We also have the need for us to incorporate, include persons with disabilities in this event. To also promote and create the awareness that persons living with disabilities are just like every one of us, but living life differently, right? Let's show them all the love, support that they deserve. Let's don't discriminate against them. Let's don't call them others. Let's show them all the love. That's why the LAMOOD, Disability Foundation, we do not stop, creating that awareness and telling people, everybody that needs to care, a person with disability, they can do so much. So giving them all the free skill acquisition training, support, free training on graphic design, website design, all what creativity and all that, and make them empowered with better personality. So the Green October event is something that I've been since 2015. Each theme for Green October event is part with a disability cause.
I really want to know more about it. There's so much about this particular event that I think that needs to shine more light on, that you need to tell us more. But we'll take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back again. Today, I'm still sitting here with Sandra Odike, the CEO and publisher of LAMOOD Magazine. It's been really phenomenal because we were talking about the Green October event, all the opportunities that you provide for disabled people, including them in the society. So tell us more, because I really am very curious to understand how can government or individuals contribute to this?
Yeah, everyone needs to be included, not just foundations that are, specialized in persons with disability. You and I, in someone with disability, vacancies, and person with disability is applying for that job. Do not just ignore them that because they are living with one form of physical disability doesn't mean that they have a mental disability or they cannot perform. Give them the experience, employ them in your various space, include them in your workforce, and they will do great the work and all that. Give them a chance. Don't just judge them with their physical appearance, with their physical disability, right? Yeah. Show them all the love, support. And the government, you know, needs to design Nigerian disability. That's what the foundation and every other foundation promotes, the person disability. They're saying the sign Nigerian disability bill that was signed January 2019 should be enacted, should be put into, you know, practice, not just made documents, right? Let's sustain actions, you know, the workplace, you know, the bank sector, the schools, you know, everywhere should have accessibility for persons with disabilities. Should be able to work, you know, should have a room for them to pass their own workway and not just, you know, thinking about people who do not have disability alone, including everything that we're doing in politics, everything that we do in our events, in our fashion shows. We as human beings, everybody, media, in the media sector, so everybody needs to include them. They are human beings. They can do so. They can do so much. They can add value if given the opportunity to.
Amazing. Just like what you're doing with Fash Mood competition right now, you are really, you know, empowering young girls to showcase, not just girls, women and men, to showcase their talent. And there is a prize to win for them. It's like a leap of faith to the next level for them. So why this Fash Mood? Why did you come up with it? Because again, the mood always ends up in it all. La Mood, Fash Mood, it's incredible. So tell me about Fash Mood. Tell us, rather.
Fash Mood is a reality TV show where we showcase fashion designers and models in a house for a particular period of time, where they showcase their skills, their creativity, and what they can bring to the table. Where we have judges judge them based on their performances, we judge them based on marketability, how marketable are they in terms of votes, judge them for creativity, how creative are they in terms of tasks given to them. So at the end of it all, the winner emerges and will win the various prizes and show that the world empowered, the support for mentorship, networking a bit, and give open more opportunity door for them for them to leverage on and become better persons, better entrepreneurs, and better persons in society. So
yes, that's basically what I'm going to do. It's quite interesting because I, for one, you know, I'm all about women empowerment and I'm all about, really girl catching them young and girl child empowerment and giving them opportunity, which I referred when I saw that the advert of Fash Mood was on. I had to refer a girl that I am mentoring at the moment. And, she always like, thank you so much. This is really a great opportunity. Wow. If not for anything, it's just the fact that she's meeting people. And I allow she come to me and she will ask the person, I said, I don't know, but you need to figure it out yourself. And I found out the way she's navigating her ways into really asking questions, what can I do, reaching out to people. I said, this is how to do it. Don't be scared. Like you mentioned earlier, you see, don't take no for an answer. So you need to push yourself. And I think that is, so far, that is what Fash Mood has done for her. It kind of opened up that part of her of really fearless and not really. Exactly.
Because we are going to face less of camera, going to do more video productions, interviews, asking you on the plan, your business plans. I want to be better. What do you want to do after Fash Mood? So a lot of talking, a lot of creativity, a lot of thinking. Because when you leave the Fash Mood house, you're going to become a leader in your own sphere, right? So you need to develop that, quality.
I love it so much. Well, the International Women's Day is Break the Bias. As women who occupy such important and impactful position, do you think women in position in Nigeria or Africa are paying forward the space of women empowerment and, making the next woman take the leap of faith? But you are doing that through Fash Mood.
Yeah, women in Africa and Nigeria as a whole, they are all doing so much. They're coming up, they are making a difference, making an impact on society. Can be seen during the time of the pandemic, a lot of women out there, forefront, caregivers, essential workers, providing essential, services and all that. Also, we find women, who are doing various duties, triple duties. Home management, family care, and also businesses and all that. So women in all spheres, are coming up and are doing great things. But they are seeing themselves as human beings, not just women or being a man, gender-wise, but they are seeing themselves as human beings and the need for them to impact, add value, give a show example, let people to mentor the younger ones and let younger ones see you as an impact and where they can start from.
Well, it has been a very interesting one, but at the moment we will take a break and we will come back to continue talking about breaking the bias with Sandra Dickey. Welcome back. Sandra, it's been really interesting having you. Like we said, the International Women's Day theme this year is breaking the bias. How do you think women should continue to break the bias and occupy more position to, you know, to make all these changes that we want happen, continue to happen?
Yeah, we need to keep looking inwards. There's no need for women, you know, for us to be turned for anything and all that. As I said before, let's see ourselves as human beings who are out there to make value, to add value, to impact lives. You know, should not see the men gender as a threat or anything. Let's, you know, leverage on our various skills. Let's leverage on our various skills and capacity. Let's keep learning. No procrastinations. The courses that we said we want to learn, let's go and do those courses. Skills we want to acquire, let's go and, you know, develop ourselves, our mind, our mental being, and let's, you know, take and, you know, drive and make changes in our various fields as women. So there's no need for us to pretend. Let's look in, we'll change our psychological mindset and make sure that, you know, do experts. First of all, let's always remember that we are human beings, right? Not just,
That part, yes, that we are human beings. But you mentioned something, develop ourselves. But I always wonder, is skilled acquisition enough? Is it enough for the next level? If I acquire a skill, does that make me ready? Am I prepared to face what it is, what it takes to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah, being an entrepreneur is not for everybody, right?
Yeah.
You know, you need to have that survival instinct. You need to have that, you need to dream big and you can do it. You need to be, can't be an entrepreneur and be myopic, you know, be shallow minded and negative. You know, every successful entrepreneur, if you check them, check their traits and character, you find out that they have the survival instincts, they always dream big, they believe in little beginnings, right? They don't give up.
Well, you are motivated. You are very passion-driven woman, and you are making an impact. I adore Sandra Odigey, but I want to really know what motivates you and grounds you to keep going.
Yes, basically, the drive for me to succeed. I'm somebody, you know. If you ask me what are my challenges, I can't tell you challenges. I feel that challenges are stepping stone for me to move ahead, for me to forge ahead, for me to keep climbing and all that. Because I feel that without challenges, I won't be inspired to move. And I love elderly competition, right? I get inspired by all this. The desire for me to achieve so much. Yeah, the desire for me to move to the next level of my career, the next level. Desire for me to have sleepless and all that. You know, keep pushing me to be better, to keep researching, to keep asking the right questions. And all that. So that keeps motivating me. The need for me to reach my desired goal, because I have a big dream for myself and my brand.
I know you do. But then you are a married woman. You have beautiful kids that you adore, and they are that I adore. I mean, and they are really, really, they are also in the industry. They are doing so well. So how do you manage all this? Where is the balance? Where's the balance to being this amazing entrepreneur and at the same time mom and a wife?
Yes, I started entrepreneurship prior to when I got married, right?
Right.
So I've always known it that this day will come. This day of motherhood will come. This day of, you know, I've been prepared for this day. I know that I'm going to combine this at the end of the day with my business. So it's been a while called. I have this natural gift of being a multitasking person. I multitask, you know, schedule my plans, prioritize my activities and all that. But I always have this in mind that my family comes first, right? Everything I do, ensure that they come first, ensure that I, you know, take particular attention and care for them. But in all of it, I prioritize, right? Prioritize, schedule my time, and also the ability for me to multitask. All these, you know, have been helping me to balance my lifestyle as an entrepreneur, a wife, and a mother.
Wow. Okay, prioritizing, and planning. I'm taking that tip. But meanwhile, what do Sandra do for her me time? Like Sandra time, this is Sandra time, and you shut down. Do you ever shut down? Because I doubt.
Yeah, the life of entrepreneur, you know, it's really, we do not really have shutdown times. It's really, but I'm trying to manage that, right? You know, for my mental health.
Exactly.
And not healthy, you know, we know we want to get that, achieve that goal, we want to, you know, finish that project, we want to, but I found out that our mental health needs to be checked, but if you're not mentally okay, you can't think outside the box, you can't achieve, you can't think, you can't do well with your brand. So they're there for us, you know, have time for us to think, to sleep, and then ensure you observe your 8 hours, you know, require sleep for the day and all that, rest.
Exactly.
Yeah, so basically, when I'm not working, I try to reduce my workload now because of my mental health and all that. So
amazing.
The work I'm enjoying for the better.
To keep pushing and doing all the things that you love doing. Thank you so much for that tip. And finally, the question I want to ask Sandra today, you, is what advice would you give a girl out there who is struggling to find herself? Because for you, I remember you mentioned you went into a room and during your NYC or something, you went into a room and you're trying to think about the future, or rather you're thinking about the future, and you find out, okay, I could do that ABC. A lot of young girls today are struggling to find out who they are. What would be your advice to that, you know, self-searching and self-finding process? How can they do that?
Yeah, I'll advise you to ignore the noise, social media, ignore the noise, leverage on the possibilities, the opportunities that social media will have for us. You know, there's so much to achieve, there's so much to do. If I can become a star overnight, you know, social media, we have TikTok, we have Instagram, we have places in the areas. You don't need to meet, knock at anybody's door again. Please, I need support, I need your help. I need to connect to me. No, you can connect yourself now with, you know, just, you know, unleashing your potential, showing your skills, just doing a video, and you can become the next big star. You can become the next big thing, okay? You're struggling to find your niche, struggling to find your place. So keep studying, keep doing your research. You know, the time you're using to throw people on Instagram, you know, look for who is not looking for you, gossiping and all that. Use that time to research. That's, you know, that time to do the nice thing, what you can do. So much is happening in tech industry now. So much is happening in entertainment. So much is happening in the agricultural sector. So much is happening in content creators. Find your niche. Find what you can do. Do your research in that period. Start making wave. Don't be shy. You know, start with something. Say you're shy with making video content. That's starting anyhow. You know, start it anyhow. From there, you start getting used to it. And before you know it, sky will be your starting point. Not just
your limit. Thank you so much, Sandra. It's really been very good and insightful, inspiring. I would love to so much. I'm looking forward to meet you, by the way, again in person when I come to Lagos, Nigeria, to have a very good, because I like to tap from your energy a lot. Thank you so much for this time. But before I let you go, we have a tradition here in the show to give you the present of the show. Unfortunately, you are not around, so I will be sure to send this across or come with it when next I'm in Lagos. This is it, Women's World Show. So I have mine here, and this is yours.
Wow.
I'll bring it to you when I will send it across, by the way. I will. Thank you so much. It's been really lovely to have you here. I hope you tune in the next time here on Women's World Show with me, Clara Kumba.